Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, State Senator Gene Lysing. Good morning to you, Senator. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Great, actually. Well, beautiful weather, and for the moment at least, right?
Exactly.
So how could we not like this, right?
And early indeed.
Spring for a day.
Yes. And, of course, the Indiana General Assembly, the rubber starting to meet the road in this short session. And as far as some of the legislation that you're either authoring or sponsoring, what are some of those that you're really keeping an eye on for our listeners?
Well, I would tell you the newest one that I really haven't talked about with you before that's really, I think, going to get a lot of attention this week has to do with the adversarial country ownership of farmland and ground that's near military bases. And that bill is House Bill 1183, and it was originally started in the House by Representative Kendall Culp and passed unanimously out of the House, and he sent it over to me, and we had a big hearing yesterday, about 2-hour hearing, and it went very well. We passed it unanimously out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. But the bill was amended by the Senate, and it, certainly at my request, and that was to add the military-based language in it. So currently, there are 12 states that have some kind of restrictions or whatever in regard to adversarial country purchase of ground in their state. And so we had not had anything significant prior to this bill. So I'm very much hoping that it's going to continue to move. The adversarial countries are based on the federal list, which is China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. And those are countries that right now the federal government certainly, I guess, discourages our involvement with, but they don't have a prohibition against it. But states are recognizing that, especially China right now, is extremely aggressive in trying to buy properties and locate in our state. In fact, is so much so that I was quite shocked when I started delving into this legislation that our Indiana Economic Development Corporation currently is negotiating with 9 Chinese companies. And I think that's it's a pretty significant thing, because one of these companies was, in fact, kicked out of North Dakota after they were trying to make a deal there. So there's some real concerns. The military language that was amended yesterday says that you cannot buy property if you're from a foreign adversarial country if you're within 50 miles of a military base or 10 miles from an armory or a maintenance facility. So I'm really hoping that we can get this bill through. I think for all of our security and safety, we really, people are shocked at the number of acres that are owned by foreign countries, including our adversarial countries. So, you know, it's an interesting issue, Tom. Some of the other issues that I have worked on that have now moved on to the governor, one would be the breast cancer screening issue that has passed the Senate now and has moved on to the governor's office. I think the Board of Animal Health bill will move on to the governor's office as of today. The canine, or what I call the puppy bill, which certifies healthy puppies from large puppy farms that could be sold in a pet store, that is on its way to the governor, and it has passed. Bills that are sort of still in process, I'll tell you, we've really struggled with the natural resource bills. They continue to get amended, and it slows it down in the process. I'm not sure what's going to happen with those. I'm hoping we just amended into another bill the requirement for an updated drainage handbook, since the DNR had not updated it for 25 years, which seems unbelievable to me. But people need to know what rules and regulations they're trying to enforce without an updated copy, either hard copy or online copy of the rules. The other issues that are still certainly out there, Tom, are the education issues. And those are big.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with State Senator Gene Lysing right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with State Senator Gene Lysing. And Senator, what are some other bills that are on your radar right now?
Senate Bill 8, which I have been shepherding from the beginning of session, really. It's the Commission for Higher Ed bill. And our own Commissioner of Higher Ed, Chris Lowry, who lives in Batesville, has been a very, very important and helpful in the process of this bill. But as of yesterday, there's been 6 amendments added to this bill. So that bill may have to go what we call to a conference committee, which is dreaded by many of us in a short session, because you never know what's going to happen. But 2 senators, 2 representatives, 1 from each party, have to duke out the differences. So in this case, the bill had passed overwhelmingly on both sides, but these amendments are not necessarily what everybody would like and welcome. So we got to figure out if we can get some of those out of the bill and then move it back for a final vote. The Senate Bill 1 is the third grade retention bill. And that's what I call it, because I think that makes it clear to people what it's really about. It's actually all about kids being able to read by third grade so that they can continue on with their other classes, you know, in fourth grade, et cetera. And I would tell you that we should be very proud in Batesville, because both St. Louis Catholic Elementary as well as our Batesville public schools were recognized about a week ago by the Department of Education for having 95% or higher scores by their third graders on the iRead test last year. St. Louis, I believe, actually had 100%, but the Batesville Public Schools was very high. It was right at 98%. So we should all be very proud of the excellent job our teachers are doing in our Batesville community. And very frankly, the parents also, because to me, part of this is parental involvement, making sure that kids are exposed to reading when they're young, and very frankly, making sure that kids are engaged and doing their little bits of homework and whatever they have in those lower grades. So I hope that we continue to see this bill move, because 20% of the kids statewide did not pass that test. And that's a tough thing, you know. So I know that nobody wants to see a child retained, but I'm hoping that this will get schools that are not actively working hard enough on this reading issue engaged, as well as maybe some parents who say, oh my gosh, I don't want my third grader to be retained. So we'll see what happens. They're going to give the test, I guess, in the second grade, and then there'll be a chance for remediation if they struggle, and then again in the third grade. So there will be some opportunities to try to prevent the retention. Actually, the Senate Bill 4 and 5 are still moving. 5 has to do with health issues in regard to the lead pipe issue, and that gives utility companies a chance to participate and try to get their lead pipes removed from their main that runs along the street to individual homes. It still does not address the older homes that have lead pipes within them. The other bill that I should mention, though, is the child care bill, Senate Bill 2. That bill is continuing to move, but it is it's now in House Ways and Means Committee for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why they think that it would have a fiscal attached to it, but what that bill is doing is it's reducing some of the regulations, excessive regulations, on our child care facilities, and also allowing them to hire people that are 18 years of age to help and assist at the child care facilities. We are actually very underserved in Indiana for child care, and it's keeping people who really would like to go to work not able to work because they don't have a place for their kids. So I think, you know, it's a very important bill to many families. So is there anything specifically, Tom, that you were hoping to talk about that I didn't touch on?
Well, I think it'd be important to make note of some of the dates as the legislative session winds down, as we continue our conversation with State Senator Gene Lysing. In particular, I know that there's a deadline coming up this week and a few the following week.
Right. Actually, bills that now, I mean, are technically by statute, we don't have to end this session until March 14th. But the leadership, both in the House and the Senate, say that we're going to end it by March the 8th. If that is the case, then in the Senate, bills that have passed both the House and now come over to the Senate for consideration, I think the last day for a second reading where they can be amended is Monday or Tuesday, and then the third or final reading would be Wednesday. And seriously, that gives only a couple days for conference committees where bills that were substantially changed can be debated and considered one last time. So the end is approaching very quickly is what I'm going to say. And then the other thing is I really need to hear from people if on any of these more contentious issues that they feel like they'd like to get a message to me. They need to call my 800 number because things are moving so fast. And that's 1-800-382-9467, 1-800-382-9467. There's one other issue that I didn't mention, but it has to do with retired teachers and retired state employees and their pension or retirement. There's been sort of a pattern of those folks getting what is referred to as a 13th check. It's really kind of like a bonus check at the end of their at the end of the year, and many of them have relied on that. And so there's serious debate going on in the Senate by our leadership as to whether or not they're going to do that. The House definitely wants this to happen this year, and yet the Senate leadership seems to be holding back. So I think that's going to be an interesting fight or debate until the end. But some of our very oldest retirees, I guess I'm thinking of especially some of our oldest retired teachers, are getting a very small retirement because of the way it was set up. And they probably depend the most on getting that little bit of extra at the end of the year. So I'm hoping that our leadership can figure that out and we can get that done.
All right. So again, if you want to speak with or at least address an issue that is of interest of you, the number is 800-382-9467. Again, 800-382-9467. And Senator Gene Lysing, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well. And we will do this again in about 2 weeks.
Hey, thank you so much, Tom. And, you know, that should be the wrap-up then of what really happened to these things that are still continuing to be debated. So thanks for giving me this opportunity to let our local people know what's really happening at the legislature.